This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The global economic downturn is taking a heavy toll on Italy's most important industry, tourism. Business has dropped 25% from last year, and this year forecasts are even worse. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, the decline affects not only hotels and restaurants, but has indirectly hit countless industries all over Italy.
A stroll through Rome is not only a feast for the eyes and mind. The city offers an almost infinite number of bustling restaurants, cafes, and pizzerie that can satisfy every sort of gastronomic whim. But over the last few months, there's been less and less bustle and more empty tables. Luigi Canceda has run the Monte Archi restaurant near the train station for 27 years.
I used to have a lot of American customers, this time it's terrible. No more business. Yankees, where you are, stay. No more Americans. I'm very sad for that, because them are so good and special customers.
It started about 6 months ago, with the whole crisis. Let's say we have about 30% less bookings.
Giorgio Sanza is an independent tour operator.
Before we were working with buses with 40, 45 people. Now we have buses with 15, 20 people. So that's the difference.
Italy is perhaps the cradle of modern tourism. Its ancient ruins and medieval and Renaissance artworks have attracted visitors for centuries. Writers such as Goethe, Stendhal, and Henry James established the itineraries for the required educational grand tour. The post-war economic boom opened the country to the masses on package tours and to student backpackers on a dollar a day. Today, tourism is the country's number one industry, representing 10% of Italy's GDP. But now the industry is undergoing its worst crisis in 60 years. There are fewer and fewer tourists from Europe, Russia, and Japan. But it's Americans who are most missed. Bank of Italy data show that the number of American visitors dropped from 2.5 million in 2006 to 1.75 million in the first 9 months of last year. And since then, the numbers have further plummeted. Giovanni Bastianelli is director of a major tourism trade association.
What killed us is the dwindling number of American tourists. For cities like Rome, Florence, Venice, and Milan, the number one country is America.
In Venice, a low point was reached in December when American Express shut down its office. Bastianelli fears for the worst.
When a place like Rome has to face such a huge drop in American visitors, the city trembles.
American tourists have always been not only the most numerous, they're also considered the biggest spenders. They take more taxis, and from an Italian perspective, they're more gastronomically adventurous than Europeans or Japanese. And more than any other nationality, Americans have always upheld the tradition of leaving tips. Throughout Italy, 150,000 people dependent on tourism have already lost their jobs. Tour operator Giorgio Sanza says this is only the tip of the iceberg. The crisis, he says, is having a ripple effect on other industries.
This has an impact especially on leather shops in Florence or fashion in Milan. And I think these are the businesses which are going to suffer the most.
But there's also an upside to the tourism decline. Big luxury hotels in the major tourist spots are being forced to cut their rates. It's now possible to book rooms or even suites, usually reserved for Hollywood stars and millionaires. But don't expect to be treated like an international jet setter. Many luxury hotels are not only cutting rates, they're also drastically eliminating many amenities. No more plush bathrobes, no more top-brand cleansing lotions, no more chocolates waiting by your bedside. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.